Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Elder Lungu.
Good afternoon, my leader, and good afternoon to our listeners.
Very well. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm excited. We are having you online. And of course, we are going to be having one more conversation about the Christian behavior here on the Adventist World Radio, AWR. Now, we are called to be a godly people who think, feel, and act in harmony with biblical principles in all aspects of personal and social life. For the Spirit to recreate in us a character of our Lord, we involve ourselves in those things that will produce Christ-like purity, health, and joy in our lives. How is this reflected in our relationships with fellow men? This is what we're actually trying to endeavor to uncover this afternoon. Now, my elder, please explain Christian behavior in terms of our interactions with other Christians.
Thank you so much. It has been a great experience. And like you have mentioned, this is one more last conversation that we're having.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for the question. As far as Christian behavior is concerned, and with regards to interactions with other Christians, we as Christians are expected and are supposed to exemplify Christ, and Christ to be at the center of all the interactions that we have with other Christians. So in other ways, like we have always been emphasizing, Christ needs to be our role model.
Yeah.
How has Christ been shown to us in the scriptures? How did he interact with those that were around him? Throughout his interactions with those that were around him, he showed love. He showed concern. He showed courtesy. He showed empathy. He showed a willingness to help them. He showed love to them. And so in our interactions with other Christians, in our behavior, even as we relate with other Christians, those things that Christ showed to others who interacted with are the things that we also ought to show to other Christians. Therefore, even as we talk about Christian behavior, the best and the first thing that each and every Christian must do is to focus on Christ and to read about Christ and to know Christ and to experience Christ, because it is only then that we will be able to have the way Christ interacted, and then we interact with our friends and other Christians in the same way.
That's a lovely, lovely answer. Now, how does Christian behavior show up in our interactions with non-believers?
Well, we don't decide to interact in a Christian way, per se, simply because we are surrounded by non-believers. Christian behavior is a lifestyle of a Christian. In other words, we don't need to make it up. We don't need to behave it. It is part of our lifestyle. In other words, even as we interact with non-believers, the Christian behavior, the Christian standard, the Christian lifestyle, the Christian way of living will always show up, because it is a natural thing when we are born again and when we are filled with the Holy Spirit. So therefore, it is for this reason that we do not need to make it up because we are surrounded by non-believers, but rather we should be able to be led by the Holy Spirit, and naturally through the power of the Holy Spirit, the character of Christ and the behavior of Christ and the Christian standard and Christian behavior will naturally show up. So therefore, for us as Christians, we should not be targeting to behave in a certain way, but rather we should get to live in a certain way naturally, we have accepted Christ and we are living as Christians.
That's a lovely one. Now, should we have higher expectations and standards for fellow Christians? Some people claim that the worst and the most cruel, biggest gossipers and the most unfriendly and most unforgiving people they know are the so-called Christians.
Well, that is true. And like it is commonly said, we will always be judged based on how people have perceived matters and perceived us. But ideally, as Christians, we should have the highest of standards that ever apply in our conversations and in our behavior.
Mm.
While it may be true that there are some Christians that have really lived a life so low that even non-believers do not envy and non-believers do not even try to emulate, that may or should not be seen as a practice or as a standard of Christianity.
Mm.
The standard of Christianity is extremely high. The standard of Christianity is so high that Christ himself is the standard. So how many or others may misrepresent Christ? That does not set the standard. But rather, it simply shows that even when others claim to be Christians, there are others who may fall below the standard. But that does not mean they have set the standard of Christ. The standard of Christ is perfection. The standard of Christ is complete perfection and complete submission and complete righteousness. And that is the standard that we all aim to. But where cases or instances are there that a Christian is living below that standard, that does not reduce the standard of Christ, but simply shows that that individual or that Christian is living below the set standard. And so it should not be perceived that Christianity is of a low standard.
Mm. Now, can we live out our Christian values with our own power? Is it supposed to be a struggle on a daily basis? Or does it eventually get easier to be Christ-like?
Well, I'm happy that that question has come in.
Mm.
As Christians, our lives should not be lived in isolation to the Christ that we profess.
Mm.
That is the first and foremost. If we live or try to live the Christian life in isolation to the Christ that we profess or to Christ who we ought to live like, then we'll have it as a struggle. By struggle, I mean we will fail to live it that way or live it right. However, when we accept that Christ is on our side, and that Christ will give us the power, that Christ will give us the strength to live this Christian life and live according to the Christian standard, then indeed he will enable us, or he will give us the enabling power for us to indeed live a life without us really struggling.
Mm.
However, let me be quick to also mention to say, by not struggling, it does not mean we will not add any effort.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the Bible is clear that those that will overcome are the ones that will enter into the kingdom of heaven. So in other words, there is effort that needs to be put in place.
Mm.
While indeed it is not easy because Christ is on our side.
Yep.
On a daily basis, we need to put up efforts to pray.
Mm.
On a daily basis, we need to put up efforts to commit our lives to God. On a daily basis, we need to put up efforts to study His Word. On a daily basis, we need to submit our will and our desires to this God. Because it is only when this is done and Christ lives in us that then we will be able to flourish and live a life above this shallow standard and live in accordance to the standard of Christ. So in a nutshell, I would say, first and foremost, Christ should be the center. When Christ is the center and we have embraced Him in our hearts, He will then give us the enabling power. And when He gives us the enabling power, that enabling power coupled with our efforts to pray, coupled with our efforts to study His Word and to do that which is right, it becomes easier for us to indeed live this Christian life and according to the Christian standards.
Mm. Beautiful one. Well, very well said, my pastor, my elder. Thank you so much. Now, how would you conclude our conversation on this particular fundamental belief of the Seventh-day Adventists? What is it that you would like to highlight as we part ways for this afternoon?
Well, as we indeed part in these conversations on Christian standards, my first and strongest point would be, let us not look at Christian standard as only a separate or a topic that we discuss from the scriptures, but rather as a lifestyle that we need to embrace. that even as we embrace this lifestyle, it is not so much about us, but about the Christ that we profess and the Christ that we follow. And so we ought to allow him in our hearts and live in our hearts and dwell in our hearts, so that when he dwells and lives in us, he will then enable us to live the Christian standard and live according to his will on earth. For it is only those that have lived according to his standard that will make it to heaven.
Beautiful one. Thank you so, so much, my elder. I wish you a fantastic weekend ahead and a beautiful Sabbath, by the way, that is already ahead of us. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, my elder.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.